Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
With the large selection of audio processors for radio stations to choose from, world-renowned expert Bob Orban explains why the ones with his name on them stand out.
We are with founder and vice president of engineering Bob Orban for the company Orban, the audio processing company. And if you were to ask Bob which product line, if you're looking for an audio processor, he'd recommend, I think we'd know which one he would say. But today he's going to explain why, what goes into an Orban audio processor that makes them stand out. And Bob, let's start with sound quality.
Well, Optimods have the advantage of a 40-year development history, so they're the most refined in the industry. The current Optimod sound is based on the DNA of Optimod FM 8100, as refined with the XT2 six-band accessory chassis. Orban made the first commercially successful DSP-based broadcast processor with the 8200, which combined the XT2 and elements of Greg Oganowski's Greg Lab processors. The later Optimod FM processors, starting with the 8400, further refined the sound by taking ever more advantage of processing tricks that were only possible in the digital domain. The Optimod sound is uniquely smooth and consistent, with excellent balances between speech and music, and extremely effective distortion control of all sound elements, which is an area where many other manufacturers fall short, particularly speech combined with music. The heart of the Optimod sound is the five-band compressor, which uses a combination of steep slope crossovers and adjustable band coupling to let the user choose how spectrally consistent the final output will be. There are literally hundreds of design choices and adjustable parameters involved in design of the multiband compressor, and all of them work together synergistically. The second most important aspect of the Optimod sound is its smooth window-gated AGC. This works like a subtle hand on the fader and provides consistent input levels into the following multiband compressor. And as long as the input to the AGC is consistent, it will fall in the window and the AGC will just sort of sit there and pass things through transparently. The final main contributor to the Optimod sound is the peak limiter technology. Our top-of-the-line processors all use the MX technology peak limiter. This uses a psychoacoustic model similar to a codec to detect and control audible distortion that the peak limiter would otherwise induce.
All right, Bob, let's move on to presets.
Well, I think the discussion of presets also revolves around ease of setup. Optimods are very easy to set up, and there are two main reasons for this. The first is quick setup, which guides the user step by step through the process of setting input and output levels, sample rates, and other digital parameters and choosing presets. It's suitable for a majority of use cases, but if the user needs to set up HD radio, for example, they will find the necessary controls in well-organized groupings and easy-to-find locations. The second ease of setup feature is one knob less more adjustment of processing presets. This adjusts several processing parameters simultaneously in a way that emulates how an audio processing expert would make the trade-offs between loudness, distortion, and brightness. Beyond less more is advanced control, which gives the user access to all of the controls that were available to the factory programmers, and choosing a sound in Optimod is usually an easy two-step process. First, you choose the processing preset that's closest to your ideal sound, and then you fine-tune it with less more. If you're a processing expert, you can move on to a third step where you adjust the advanced controls. But because you already dialed in most of your ideal sound in the earlier steps, the third step is much easier than it would be if you started with a blank slate. Regarding the presets, we put a lot of time and energy into making good sounding presets that are applicable to almost any format, classical to rock to hip hop to news talk to sports. They're all there. Some manufacturers put over-the-top joke presets in their products, but we never do this. All of our presets are seriously useful, and many Orban customers are running the stock factory presets while getting excellent ratings. And of course, the Orban presets are not just one sound, but because of Less More, they're actually a continuum of 19 different presets that you get with the Less More knob adjustment.
All right, Bob, we're going to move on to the different bands, FM, AM. We're with founder and vice president of engineering for Orban, Bob Orban, products worldwide over the last 50 years, and known as the ultimate expert in audio processing worldwide, Bob Orban. Let's look at the FM dial. If you're an FM station, what do you think people should know about Orban for FM?
Well, in addition to the musical sounding, consistent multiband compression that I talked about earlier, Optimod FM processors have excellent peak limiters to maximize coverage and to maximize reach while effectively controlling distortion. The top of the line 8700i and 8600s have our exclusive MX peak limiter that I talked about earlier. This is the one that uses the psychoacoustic model to improve brightness, distortion control, and transient punch, while the entry-level 5500 has a high-performance peak limiter inherited from our older top-of-the-line 8500 processor. Some of the other important features in our FM processors include the multipath mitigator phase corrector, which minimizes energy in the stereo subchannel by removing phase shifts between elements common to the left and right channels. Our subharmonic synthesizer generates frequencies one octave below mid-bass elements, which adds bass punch to older recordings that may have been mixed with the limitations of vinyl records in mind. The half cosine interpolation composite limiter beats composite clippers with lower distortion and better protection of RDS and other subcarriers. The program adaptive high frequency enhancer dynamically assesses the balance between high frequencies and broadband energy in the program material and provides a user selectable amount of high frequency boost when the program material is dull sounding. Optimod FMs also include a very high quality stereo generator that can be operated not only in the normal double sideband mode, but in the experimental single sideband mode that many broadcasters have been experimenting with over the last few years.
All right, Bob, let's look at AM now.
Well, ever since Optimod AM 9000 first shook up AM processing back in 1978, we've had a strong lineup of AM processors. The 9100 was a classic and is still competitive today. The current 9300 is a monoprocessor with 9100 DNA and a more refined peak limiter. It inherits the unique third-order shelving receiver equalizer, whose frequency response complements the audio roll-off of the average AM radio and helps ensure crisp, intelligible sound in today's radios, which have an average audio bandwidth of only 2.1 kilohertz at minus 3 dB. This is actually less than a telephone, and good equalization in the processor is crucial for getting good speech intelligibility from today's radios. Our new XPN AM processor brings the MX peak limiter technology to our AM processors for the first time. The AMX technology in XPN AM is highly customized and aware of the bandwidth you're transmitting to the audience. Compared to older processors, it can increase average modulation power by as much as 3 dB, which allows you to increase coverage and reach or minimize your transmitter power consumption if you have a transmitter with dynamic carrier control, or split the difference according to the needs of your particular situation. All of the AM processors also have transmitter equalizers, which tune out overshoot, tilt, and ringing in older technology AM processors and in narrowband antenna systems.
That's Bob Orban. Learn more about Orban audio processors from Audio Broadcast Canada at audiobroadcast.ca.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.
Looking to make the most out of this life and optimize your personal wellness? Then check out the Natural Man Podcast. Join me, host Mike C, as we explore all areas of human wellness, physical, mental, and emotional. Learn strategies to optimize your own well-being and be in the driver's seat of your own health. Remember, your doctor works for you. Learn biohacks, neurohacks, ways to improve sleep, and ways to optimize your body and your mind. Check us out on Apple, Spotify, the Fountain app, and at naturalmanpodcast.com.